9-month-old Molly Carr is blonde, blue-eyed, happy baby with quite a large head, not hydrocephalic or anything like that, but she gives you the impression of being a very fat baby, but her body is not fat, just a pleasingly plump baby. But I guess it was surprising after seeing little Peter Carr, who has such a slight build, and he looks like Bill, has Bill's colorings, and little Molly doesn't really look like anybody except that she has her light coloring like her mother. And she sat in the infant seat outside and gurgled and cooed at everybody. Another interruption. I don't think I'll ever get this finished. Matt and Peter played up and down the driveway in the fire engine and the scat car, and there was a tree in the back right by their driveway where there is a swing, a lightweight swing, fortunately, hanging from the limb. And I was just a few feet away from John, and Matt was closer to me. He picked up that swing and said, "Look out, John," and then threw the swing at him right into John's face, and it clipped him right above his lip. And I thought, oh boy, we're really in trouble. Well, this dear lucky John, so far, it didn't hurt him. He had a fat lip, but his nose didn't bleed. He had just a little, just a little blood. Well, Bill and Peggy, of course, just gasped. And, of course, he'd taken a couple of other tumbles there, and they gasped at that. John is really a tough little kid. I was so mad at Matt, I could have killed him. I've been ready to kill him all week as it is. I'm just ready to give this guy away. He has been absolutely terrible and has driven me out of my mind. So we did not eat dinner at the Cars. It was just a really very brief visit, but most pleasant. And Bill drove with me in the car a couple of blocks because I couldn't get back on the Beltway from the Wisconsin Avenue exit I had taken. So he rode with me just a couple of blocks to point the way to the old Georgetown Pike entrance back onto the Beltway. And we were back at Pat's about 7 o'clock. Pat had whipped out to the Kentucky Fried Chicken place and had bought a bucket of chicken. There were 21 pieces for $4.95. And so all the kids had chowed down on that, and Matt and John and I dipped into the bucket and had a few French fries and milkshakes. As Pat said, not a very nutritious dinner, but full of calories, but it helped. And I was so tired, I had thought maybe I could drop these pictures back off at the Taylor's for Cliff to see, but I called Diane, and Cliff was already out of town, so I was just as glad because I was really pooped out from my big long day, as all of them were while we were in Washington. So just had a nice visit with her on the phone and told her that I would stop by on our way out of town that next morning to pick up the articles I had left with her, which Cliff had read and did thoroughly enjoy. Then I called Jane Burroughs' parents' phone number and talked to her mother for 10 minutes or so. I had met her folks when they were here in December and when I went to Jane's open house, and I promised Jane that I would call them, which I did. Then I looked up Fred Sheely's telephone number, and it is not listed in the phone book, but I remembered the name Vera Sheely. Called her, and she immediately remembered the name as soon as I had introduced myself on the phone, and she remembers you very much, said she and Fred were very impressed with you. Well, you'd known Fred before, but she said that they had enjoyed so much having you there for dinner that one evening, and gosh, I guess that's been about 3 years ago. Well, we talked at great length, and I thought I would make this phone call just taking a chance that perhaps we might be in Washington on our way down to San Antonio. Fred lives down the street from her, I guess you knew, a couple of blocks, and he is with Voice of America. Right now is on a schedule where he has to go to work at 5 in the morning, so he retires very early in the evening and gets up about 4. He enjoys his job very much. He was in Santo Domingo recently during this crisis. And was there for 3 weeks. He has seen his children. Oh, they are still in England, and I think he saw them last summer or something. And Vera spoke of their mother coming up from Argentina, and she said how much that they wanted to meet me and meet the children, and I filled her in just very briefly on you and just a few little bits of information for her to pass on to Fred, the fact that you were dispensary commander there and that you were on this last promotion list. And Vera said, please do let them know if we can get to Washington so that they can save a day for us. She sounded so nice over the phone, and I just felt that this trip to Washington was a very worthwhile thing. It was a good change for me and for the kids, and I could catch people up on your activities in the event that we could go to Washington on our way to San Antonio, which I would prefer doing rather than going west. I feel that with Sam and Pat there, and they will only be there until January 23rd, and they'll head back for Oregon, that this might be the chance for you and Sam to get together. And this is why I made all these other phone calls. I did not call Ina Johnson, and I didn't call the Jenkins. I would have liked to, but again, just lack of time. I just can't do everything. So, well, that took care of that Thursday evening, and bedded everybody down. And the next morning, hopped out of bed as early as we could to get things packed up and everything. Pat had a bridge date, an all-day bridge game that day, so we were out of her house by 9:30, and as far as we know, didn't leave anything behind. It's a great house, great setup for them, and we had that big basement room where Joe, our Barbie, John, Matt, and I slept on cots down there, and we had a shower down there. Joe and Sammy were in the second floor bedroom, and Debbie was in on that second floor, and Sam and Pat's room is on that floor, and then Joe has the room upstairs. Oh, it was that Thursday night that our kids and Joe put on the show for us, singing with the electric guitar and all of that, which was really cute. We went straight from Sam and Pat's. Oh, and it was raining that morning. It had been so warm the day before, and then it was cool and rainy Friday morning. Went over to Diane's, and she said, the coffee pot is on. Won't you stay and have coffee? So we stayed there just about an hour, oh, 45 minutes or so, drank coffee, and I looked at more of her sewing and more patterns, and we just found lots more to talk about. And the kids sat and watched Lucy on TV. And then when we left, Anne gave the kids an old coloring book and a few crayons to occupy themselves in the car. So back to the Beltway and north and to New York, Jersey Turnpike all the way to the George Washington Bridge and so on. And then I missed my turn getting on the Henry Hudson Parkway, and I still can't figure out my error there, but I went south instead of north and went down a ways until I could turn around and get back on the parkway. And got to Jude's house, okie dokie, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Fed the kids early because they just snacked on cookies and Fritos and stuff all the way up. And then we went down to the train and met John, and we ate, and the kids toasted marshmallows in front of the fire and showed Jude and John your pictures and all that. John played his banjo and the kids all sang, and Jude was her usual old self, and she is funny. I mean, she, you know, contradictory in her own manner, and the house was, you know, its usual unclean, which is beginning to bother me more than it ever did. They have brand new carpeting in the house, a lovely green wall to wall everywhere throughout the living room, dining room. It's not an all wool, it's a blend of something. She said John picked it all out. Jude gave me the letters, copies that you had sent to her, and news clippings and so forth, which she had been saving, was going to send to me. She just gave to me. But Jude at least was thoughty. She had bought a quart of milk for us, and donuts and coffee cake and things of that sort. I had stopped at the Grand Union and bought a half gallon of milk, and by golly, our kids drank it all, and me too, just that first evening. But at least we was thinking this visit and wasn't completely out of things. The refrigerator was really pretty full, and she had bought fresh pineapple because she knew I liked pineapple.